Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen.
All around the world.
Stay tuned.
We are taking over your airwaves. In 3, 2, 1.
Controversial conservative talk show host the left hates, Romeo Hill, on The Romeo Show. Call him now at 516-666-9806, and it all starts now.
It's time to crank it up.
Boy, aren't you guys in for a treat. And let me tell you, Putin is bunkered down in his bunker. But there is somebody today that will not be bunkered in his bunker or bunked in his bunker, or we might go bunkers. Great pun, Romeo, but not organic. But there is a man today that is the most organic, the most, well, gee, I almost gave him the Rock's introduction, the most electrifying, but he is electrifying. I mean, sorry for his love life, but we have a birthday today, and good golly almighty, we got a treat for all of you listeners today. So instead of news today, we are going to pick on the birthday boy today, and that's right, 61-year-old Scott Hum. God, he sounds like I'm actually Ed McMahon on the Johnny Carson show. But ladies and gentlemen, here's Scotty. How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. Better than my ex-wives.
Definitely great, Karnak, the old great mighty one. But anyway, Scott, tell us. I mean, they're 61.
Yes.
You're not senile yet like Biden, so that must be a great thing for you.
Yeah, another year potentially more senile, potentially more Biden-esque.
Well, I've heard the Biden syndrome is very common towards people of older age, should I say. Well, okay, maybe I shouldn't really, I should try to justify that a little bit more. People of older statutory, maybe, or people that are a little bit more older than, say, me,
older
perhaps?
Than statutory? I mean, good golly, half the world's older than statutory and older than you. I mean, in fact, there's a female that you dearly love that's listening right now, and she may be upset at any time. I mean, if you're calling her statutory.
Okay, I wasn't saying statutory, but I really... need a beer, but you know that then we'd end up like the Johnny Carson show, and I don't know where that would really go.
Well,
that would
certainly
probably
get us a sponsorship with Budweiser
or not NBC for sure.
No,
NBC, just no. We really love the Johnny Carson show. We hate the Jay Leno bobblehead show, but we can't do it any better than Johnny. But how was the introduction though? Here's Scotty introduction, that was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Well, how'd you like the crazy Russian dictator introduction?
I thought it was funny because I was almost thinking, holy crap, we were going into Russia now?
Oh, sure. Well, we can go into anything. But I respect that you want to stay away from the news a little bit, especially since we're in DEFCON 3, which means that we don't have to yet bend over and kiss our posterior goodbye, but it's certainly a thought of.
Well, but you also said we could go into anything. Scott,
yeah.
You do realize that that could be taken in so many ways.
Oh, yeah, I've opened Pandora's box. Believe me, that's quite a delightful that she has.
And it sure is not a Budweiser, Ed.
No.
So, Scott, tell me, how does it feel to be 61 now? Do you feel different? Do you feel wiser? Do you feel older? Do you feel younger? Do you feel like you need a box of Budweiser? Then we'll call you in the morning and ask you?
No, no. And I did stay up late last night watching YouTube videos and having my steely beverage. That was fun. So that's why we're actually on at a later time tonight. My fault, my bad, as the younger people say.
Definitely, because this is not for the younger audience ears, and definitely not for virgin ears.
Ratings. Hell. By the way, welcome to everybody listening on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Acast, Podchaser, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, and Player FM. And I am keeping a log of any really bad or potentially bad or salacious or nasty or mean or cruel things that we might say. And of course, I've got to clarify, for those of you who don't know, Pandora's Box was a double entendre, but it wasn't tacky. I mean, Pandora's Box is the old, what do you call it? Oh, I don't know, way back when, couple thousand, when it was a folk tale. Pandora's Box was open, all the bad woes of the world came out. So we're not talking about a real woman named Pandora and her real box, but the fictional real box of Pandora, who is not real. Wow, that's hard to follow.
I was going to say, man, you might have just opened Jen Psaki's Pandora box. Oh, get out.
No, well.
Anywho.
Yeah, we'll steer away from that one. I mean, by the way, good luck. We have a suspicion that Jen listens on one or more of the services, probably Google Podcasts. Jen, hope you're getting well. Unlike Hillary, who's not as much fun to play with, if you rephrase that. to have verbal intercourse with Jen Psaki, which is a legal term. I mean, that's not meaning anything else. I mean, not that there would be anything else with Jen. She has a husband, so I can't really, you know, God, I had to quit lying, but I'm bummed.
Yeah, I mean, you're just cutting yourself short, Tree Fun.
Oh.
Welcome to the Romeo Show, where we are now creating the worst puns. But anyway, Scott, I mean, do tell me, though, bro. I mean, 61, man, do you miss the younger years, or do you enjoy the years now that you have?
No, I never watched the show that much. I mean...
No. We're talking about your younger years.
Oh, the TV show was versus the... Oh, I knew that. No, I didn't. No, I don't miss my younger years. I mean, misspent youth. Not really, you know, because I've done so many crazy things. Got kicked out of a press box one time. Did a stand-up was... an impression of that really went really bad. I was doing radio one time and I actually had one of my friends pull a prank on me on air. We talked about all these crazy things. So no, some of them I remember fondly, but most of them, let's not bring that up.
It was so bad. Yes. It was so bad that Ed McMahon had to drink more than 4,000 bowls of Budweiser to make Scott's humor seem normal. You are correct, sir.
Yes.
How did you come up with doing that voice on air? You seem to have one of these kind of typical, like, almost you are very good at, I wouldn't say just a good journalist, but you're a good impressionist. How did that start?
Oh, okay. Well, actually, it started with Richard M. Nixon in the 1970s
when he was in the White House and he was about to be taken out, because he had people called Plummer who were doing nasty things to the Democrats while he was getting reelected. And I did that when I was just a young teenager. So it just kind of went from there. I've done, at least it's not COVID. Then I started doing at school. Then I started, I was on the speech team, and I dated this girl who was on the, she was in the drama thing. And then I dated another one. She was on debate. So, it was really, around these people you had to entertain. Kind of.
Oh, so you guys were debaters. Well, thank God the other term cannot be said on air, but it sounded, and ladies and gentlemen, please do your imagination to where I'm going with this. Yes, Guy, you kind of know where I was going with that. Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. Her name was Donna. And she was very, very good as a debater. In fact, I'd say she was a master debater.
How good was she? Oh, God, no. I've been watching way too much of the Carson show today. How good was she, Johnny?
She was so good that she could do things that and her mind that people could not do otherwise. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. You can only imagine.
Oh, dear Lord. I opened the Pandora box and spread the legs of oh, God. I should have. I knew. I knew.
You've got to enunciate. It's horror. Actually, another impression I do is Alfred Hitchcock. You remember Alfred Hitchcock?
I remember the one with, oh, fudge. What was his name? James Stewart in the wheelchair, and the one where all the birds would try to kill people, and then they ended up all falling down and dying.
Yeah, the birds.
The what?
The birds.
Birds.
And of course, yeah. Did you know there was a version of the birds done in the 1970s that was set in Chicago? Yeah, it was called Da Birds.
Wow, just sounds like a very bad, horrible movie.
Oh yeah, that was a joke.
Yeah, good. But, I figured it was.
Yeah, but did you know there was a guy? Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
It's your show. You lead. God, that just sounds.
I was going to ask you.
Bizarre.
You do realize this might have to be edited a little.
Mm.
So just be careful. I don't have the bleep button ready. So I'm not the one in control. And Shaniqua got fired.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know who's controlling the panel now. So it's all up in the air.
Well, you better control your own panel. If you can't control your panel, then,
I beg your pardon. You leave my panels. You worry about leave my panels alone. My panels should not be on your brain.
They're not. Yeah. They should be tucked away safely where it takes more than a screwdriver to get at them.
Well, that's just screwed up now. That's just screwed up.
Oh, but, no, I did, let's see, we're talking about impressions. This is Alfred Hitchcock, and I can't do him that well, but I can do another guy who's really big and
pure. You can't
do him? No, rather not, actually. He's dead. Plus, that would be kind of, don't ask, don't tell stuff, But actually, I can do this other guy whose voice that is, Donald Pleasance, when he was in Halloween with Jamie Lee Curtis, and he would run around, and he tried to kill Michael Myers, and he wasn't too successful. He was also in Escape from New York. He played the kind of deranged president, who actually not unlike Biden or Putin for that matter.
And he actually played in The Great Escape too.
Oh, well, he played some army guy, wasn't it? The premise, the characters.
He was the one that was teaching about the bird calls, and then later he became blind. And I forgot, but speaking of the don't ask, don't tell. I wanted to ask you, you had a very close encounter. Well, I have to, because from what you've aired, that you had a supposed close encounter of the third kind, or the fourth kind, or the not-wannabe kind. of a Navy boy that, well, you know, the Florida bill don't say gay. Oh, geez, like, we aren't allowed now to call it what it really is. but you ended up walking in and seeing the Navy boy in the...
In the break room in the office. I mean, he was right next to this other guy, and their heads were, like, really close. And I think they were just watching something on one of their cell phones. But it was kind of, you know, one of those things where it's like a personal space invasion. You know, it's kind of, it didn't make me feel exactly comfortable, but oh, well. It wasn't about my comfort, obviously.
Uh-huh. Well, we have another caller that wants to say happy birthday. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's
unlucky.
Hi,
caller, what should we call you? Oh, hi, Mindy.
Hi.
Okay, one word. That was it, Scott. One word. I only did it once. I don't think you caught that, so that will be good. Well, yeah. Mindy, tell me... Sweetheart, you've known Scott not for very long, but 61 years old? Does that kind of give you worries to what you have to look forward to when you become, like, Scott's age?
Oh, thanks.
Well, yes and no.
Well, we could call you Biden.
Yes and no, because actually my mother is older than he is, and she's perfectly sane and actually
wait a minute.
Normal.
Are you saying that I'm not perfectly sane?
Yes.
Oh,
well,
you are. Oh. Oh, thank you both so terribly.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
We love you.
We love you to death,
well,
Scott. Really.
At least, Scott, you're not like Biden, where you're having dust particles come out your hair, but you are getting gray hair, but at least...
No, I'm not.
I can't tell if it's dandruff or just dust particle from Biden. Sometimes I get very confused between the both.
Actually, it's radioactive particulate matter from Korea.
From what?
From North Korea.
Oh, Kim Jong. Kim Jong Un. Huh.
Oh yeah.
I can't remember his name. Yeah. Kim Jong Un. Babyface. Rocket Man.
Oh yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, they had another video they did with him that was hilarious. It was "Staying Alive" by the Bee Gees, and. It's just so bizarre. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go into rightwingmedia.net and put on that video. I mean, not that I want to pick on Rocket Man. but I think that'd be... I'll do that.
What a liar.
Yes, I'm doing it right now. I'm doing it right now.
You do not... You just said you don't like just... Pick a Rocket Man up, and that's why I'm calling the BS on you.
I don't, as a journalist, I don't like doing that, but, you know, we're also entertainers. I mean, this isn't just news. This isn't just dip and beer. Well, a lot of it is, but, you know, we have fun with a lot of things. Pandora.
Well, speak for yourself.
We started with her, you know. And it just went sideways and down from there. And it's always,
which is very good.
Yeah, it's always good when Pandora goes. let's note
this
that 22 after. Yeah, 22 after. I'm gonna have to take notes. 14 after and 22 after notes. I'm gonna have to carve this in stone.
Well, gee, thanks, Moses.
Oh, gee.
Yes, my child, you rang. Oh no, you said. Sorry,
yes.
I got confused. Sorry.
You got confused. So what do we call those people in Florida now that they've got that bill that passed that law into law? You can't call people who are homosexual or whatever gay. I mean, what do you call them? Alternatively sex? Uniquely happy? I mean, what do you call them?
You know what I call them? Biden
no.
supporters.
Oh, God, that's perfect.
that's the name of them, Scott. Biden supporters. Did you forget?
You know what? I think it would be really great jumping subjects, I just thought this would be really kind of funny. There was an old TV show, Mindy, maybe you remember this, actually you might too, Romeo, called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Oh yeah.
Robin Leach. And Robin Australia. And he bankrolled the show and everything, sold it all around the U.S. and England and so on. And I was just thinking, what if Robin Leach were alive today and was granted an exclusive look at Putin bunker.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be wild?
Oh, boy.
Yes, welcome to Lifestyles of the Rich and the Famous, and I don't know why. This is Robin Leach in the middle of somewhere in Siberia. This is the secret bunker of a dictator.
And may two camels infuse their rain upon your daughter's bed. Oh, wait, never mind. That was the great Karnak.
Oh, my God. Talk about mixed impressions. But wouldn't that be wild? I ought to do that as a parody. But, oh, by the way, we're on DEFCON 3 still, thank God. We haven't gone to 2.
Well, and speaking of impressions, you know what really was the fact that I can actually do Trump pretty well. Ouch.
What was that?
That was my hiccup.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that hurt. That was a bubble of air. And Biden's full of hair. Because, you know, he is an airhead. Mm-hmm. Yes, Jen Psaki. We know that Biden takes a bicycle pump to literally make his brain run every morning. That's probably why he's only running on one wheel and a flat tire. But the fact that you actually had me do Trump's impression, a couple of times after a YouTube video, and you started teaching me how to do these things, it amazes me how little of faith I had in myself. But, Dan,
really?
I mean, you
got,
yeah.
No, you didn't think you could do impression?
No.
I can't believe
No,
that.
I didn't.
I mean,
you are correct, sir. He's so bad. How bad is he? He's so bad. He makes Jen Psaki seem like a normal alcoholic without even touching an ounce of Ed's Budweiser. Yes. Oh.
My God, you sound almost Japanese, stereotypically Japanese.
God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
God, we just hit there. We hit the race card now, folks. Just remember, if the show gets canceled, you know why. We've hit every ounce of things that can trigger snowflakes. This is why we call ourselves this is why we give out these little predisposition warnings of if you get triggered or offended easily, please do not pay attention to this show. This is what we do.
But it sounds like the Wizard of Oz, you know. Ignore the man behind the...
Yes, and the Wizard did have a lot of Oz.
Oh, boy. That was just such
a... I was going for one, and then I forgot. Well, there goes a crud ton of airtime that needs to be killed out for us. Anywho, Scott, would you like to pack a lift with me?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I would. Oh, good, I got it.
And what about you?
Right,
and what about you, Mindy Pooh?
Absolutely.
Now, Mindy, can I tell the story to you, or do you want... How about you tell the story, actually? Because it would sound more sincere if you told them than me. It would make me sound like I'm bragging.
And which story are...
Yeah, which brag are we talking?
Hey, not to toot my own horn.
But
I mean, I do that after I eat beans too. You know, it's not really a horn.
No, it's not.
It's the nuclear waste plant. It's like the China syndrome in the movie. The welds just were the same. The reactor was going to blow anyway.
Your reactor is frequently blowing. Yeah. His reactor's frequently blowing, and we end up fighting the Environmental Protection Agency.
Well, that could be taken anyway, with the last thing you said.
a multitude of ways.
Yes.
And
yes.
Staying clear.
Ah, too late.
Anyway, the one about you joining us, you know what I'm talking about.
Let me
put it out. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have been off and on for probably 20 years. And, you know, I've had several people, including doctors, that have tried to get me away from it. And I've been thinking about it. And I've been around zippers all my life, pretty much. But I never really saw it as something that I would do up until, you know, it's been a few months now. I've been thinking about it, you know, but I also listen to all of people and their stereotypes. Well, you know, women, females that dip, that's just disgusting. That's nasty. That's unattractive. That's not a good look.
Mm.
And nobody's going to want to be around a female that dips and spits all the time and blah, blah, blah. The list goes on. Well, I got to thinking about it, and especially recently, you know, I got to thinking about it more seriously, and I finally decided one day, a few days ago, in fact, that I was going to give it a shot, give it a try, you know, see if I liked it, if it was any different with the buzz and everything than smoking cigarettes, and it was, and I have enjoyed it for the most part. There's been a minor little not so pleasant side effect.
Yeah.
But I'm still getting used to it, so I kind of got to be a little bit with myself. But I'm getting there, and I do have to thank you, Romeo, because you have been there throughout the start of this journey with me since day one. You know, encouraging me, telling me it's going to be okay, that I'm going to, you know, that it's going to work out. I'm going to get through all of the bad parts of it. And, you know, just letting me know that all of the stuff people say, I shouldn't listen to it. I should, you know, form my own judgments, my own opinions. And obviously, the one opinion that I got told a lot isn't true because, well, hey, you haven't run off yet. So,
Give him time.
Yeah,
I heard that, Scott.
I give it a month or so, and he'll probably end up being tired of me. Be like, okay, bye. You're crazy. Go away. What was I thinking?
Well, we've been together for how long now?
2.5 months.
Oh, you said a month or so. Well, 2.5 months. Here we are, though.
I know.
I mean, you haven't made me end up like Johnny Carson drinking. Which, thank God.
Oh, he's dead. It's kind of difficult for him to do that.
But I do appreciate, you know, kind of guiding me through everything and just supporting me through my decision and not judging my, just trying to talk me out of. And contrary to popular belief, it was my decision. Nobody pushed me into it, especially you. You didn't push me into it. You said, it's your decision. You make up your own mind, and I'll support you either way. And I appreciate you for that and for that.
You're welcome. Real quick, there's breaking news. Marines deployed to Eastern Europe for the first time to respond to Ukraine. Huh.
And we've got that at rightwingmedia.net right now, that story.
Well, but going back to your story, Mindy, though, and sorry, we had to real quickly deploy that one.
That's
no pun intended. You know, I've noticed that you watch a lot of my videos. You kind of do take in you know, you do take a lot of notes. And
yes,
I've noticed a lot of my videos can be very crazy, wacky. And no comment from the 61-year-old peanut gallery over there. Grandpa.
Anywho.
The heck? I don't want to know what's going on in the other side of the studio. What? Speak!
At least it's not Pandora.
You have a voice.
I do?
Oh, okay. I was like thinking something, you and Jen Psaki were going at it or something.
No.
But I know you've watched a lot of my videos and you take note. And that's a good thing that, you know, for a beginner dipper like you, getting into a position where you you're learning how to manage it. And by the way, I'm dipping on Coke Mint, by the way, for if you, any of you guys want to know. Scott's dipping on, what is Scott? Oh, yeah, he's dipping on Longhorn Dirt Worm. Oh, no, no. I'm sorry. The welfare bear, the grizzly. But, yes, call now. We can order you the long, the, oh, God, it sounds like a cheesy.
You can't even
the
say
worm
it.
Dirt. The worm dirt dip. Call now. And you can buy one and get one free. Have you ever wondered what dip tastes like? Have you ever wondered if the Pandora box of dip can ever be opened? Well, don't wonder no more. This is the Right Wing Media Show, Romeo Hill, advertising the new dip called the worm dirt. Yes, the worm dirt. It tastes like dip tobacco, and it makes you spit. And remember, ladies, you know the thing. Spitters are quitters. You don't want to get this, so you might want to be a quitter now. But if you call now at 1-888-888-8888, call now, we'll get you another set of worm dirt dip for free. That's absolutely free. That's right, Rob. Absolutely free.
And that's 50% off on worm dip. That's right. The thing that worms wiggle through is the thing you might be putting in your mouth with worm dip. Did I mention
it's
also
so
do the
weird
hammy announcer voice?
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wormy. It's a, and if anyone told you your breath smells of absolute slime, well, don't worry no more, because they're absolutely completely right. And mileage may vary. Shipping and handling may not carry. Mileage may vary. Call now at 1-888-888-888. Credit cards, Visas, MasterCards are accepted. Cash and only. Call now and you'll get a 30-day supply of Worm Dip for free. Call now at 1-888-888-888. Again, 1-888-888. Shipping and handling may vary. Please, we are not responsible for dip addiction. And please be older than 21. You must be at the age of 21. You can get your parents' credit card by calling 1-888-888-888 now. Shipping and handling may vary. Holy crap, that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, look.
We're trying to
I was
shoot
trying
you
to
down.
Do the, with the, huh?
We're trying to shoot you down.
Yeah, I could hear you in the background. But, you know, besides the fact that, you know, you've watched a lot of videos, you've taken in consideration, I have faith that, you know, again, to all you people, this might be a little weird. Yeah, the buzz. Anyway, what's weird about it is that you're it. It might seem weird to other people, but it's what I think
weird.
Scott would, huh?
That seems weird.
No. Well, I don't like Biden. He has a lot of weird dreams and feelings and thoughts towards people. Sometimes, assuming that he does that, we don't know. But supposedly he has weird feelings towards, let's just say, people of different sorts, I guess you could say. Is that good enough, Scott?
Get people of different sorts. This is Dr. Freud. Tell me about your mom.
Well, my mother keeps coming in and out. Oh, no, that's me. Because I'm Uncle Arthur. It's so funny.
Yes, we know, funny. We know. Which is, that is what we now call you, funny, right?
I just keep popping in and out of people's lives. It's weird. I'm just a real prankster. Holy crap, that sounded like Catherine Hepburn and him.
Catherine Hepburn. I can do her, too. Well, actually, her voice, I can't do her because she's dead. But I can do a decent Catherine Hepburn impression.
You just have to get the thank you. You just have to get the neck going, you know, like Nixon, when you do Nixon impressions, you have to get the cheeks going back and forth. With Catherine, you just have to
you get that, the chin wavering back and forth and up and down and so on, and it kind of helps out just a bit, you know. But, yeah.
But besides the weirdness of it, but going back to the story, not opening any more Pandora boxes, the peanut, 61-year-old peanut gallery back there.
Thank you so much.
We have what, you're welcome, Grandpa. We have what's called dip, or what we, I guess you consider it like dip kit. So when you get somebody started on dip and you get them hooked, they're like your dip kit. So like, I know it's weird, Scott's 61, he should be my dip father, but I'm his dip father, and now to my girl, I'm her dip dad. So, yeah, it's a little weird, but, I mean, honestly, I would say you might end up being like that, Mindy. I mean, you might as well think about it. At some point, you're probably going to meet somebody out there that never done it. And you're just going to talk about it, and you might end up getting it.
Yeah.
I hope she's done it by now.
Well, you see what happened.
Well, I know that a lot of pranksters say, yeah, no, but they never know about me. I'm just in and out of everyone's life. Yeah.
So, Arthur, what are you... You're in people's lives or any specific part?
Yeah, you never know with me. I'm just I guess you'd call a male genie.
Male genie or genius?
Yes, I actually just didn't help Einstein invent the E equals MC square. Shoot, that took me a while to actually remember that one.
Oh, yeah, it's okay. Think how long it took him to think it up. Oh, wait, I got to do that in another impression. Wait, I got to do that in Groucho. Okay. Think how long that took him to dream it up.
Okay, Groucho.
No, just Groucho will do.
Groucho will probably... Well, no, Pandora box.
Yeah.
Tonight's word of the day, folks, is Pandora. Say it with me. A Pandora. Call now. Have you ever wanted to know what the Pandora box could open?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
No.
Oh, yes, Scott. Scott, yes. You're like, you know what's coming, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The Pandora box, you can open it just like you can open, well, you know, things we're not allowed to say because the FCC might really open another Pandora box that... we don't want, and shut up, Uncle Arthur, I hear you in the background over there trying to speak. Yes, I just want to say the Pandora box is like just having a genie in a bottle. Hey, you never know what you get inside. No, that's, Uncle Arthur, life is a box of chocolates, moron. Oh, yes, that too. Thanks,
oh my
Uncle
God.
Arthur. Now, poof. Poof away, please. Poof away.
Poof. Oh, my gosh. That's so stereotypical.
Well, we can't call. They have the no gay thing. Now, wait a minute. Just because I'm in real life, he was a homosexual in real life, wasn't he?
Yes, yes. But he kept it very quiet. Pardon the pun, kept his mouth shut. Didn't hint at it during talk shows or anything like that. But he was a tortured comedic actor who, well, I feel bad for the guy.
And speaking of pardon, but we have a commercial. Yes, that's right, Rob. We have a commercial. Speaking of mouth shot, have you ever wondered what it's like to open and close the Pandora box? Oh, God, Scott's probably thinking. Go ahead and say it, Scott. And that, or that too. Thanks, Scott. Thanks. Scott, are you there?
Uh-oh.
Scott, are you there?
I think we have lost him.
Take the following everyday steps to protect yourself and others. Get a COVID-19 vaccine as soon as you can. If you are not fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places. Children under the age of 2 should not wear a mask. If you are fully vaccinated, wear a mask in indoor public places if you are in an area of substantial or high transmission, or if you have a weakened immune system. Stay 6 feet from others who are not part of your household. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated spaces. Wash your hands often. Cover coughs and sneezes. Clean high-touch surfaces daily.
The risk of severe COVID-19 increases as the number of medical conditions increases in a person. COVID-19 vaccination and protective measures are important, especially if you are older or have multiple or severe medical conditions. Vaccination, wearing a mask, staying 6 feet from others, and washing your hands often are important protective measures if you are older or have certain medical conditions. If you are sick with COVID-19 or think you might have it, stay home except to get medical care. Monitor your symptoms. If your symptoms get worse, contact your doctor. Get rest and stay hydrated. Avoid public transportation, ride sharing, or taxis. And take these 6 steps to protect others. Wear a mask over your mouth and nose if you must be around other people. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze. Clean your hands often with soap and water, or use hand sanitizer, especially after coughing or sneezing. As much as possible, stay in a separate room and away from others in your home. Avoid sharing personal household items such as dishes, utensils, towels, or bedding. Wash these items thoroughly after using them, and clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters and doorknobs, every day.
For more tips, visit cdc.gov. For the most accurate health information, visit cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
And we're back with the Romeo Show. Scott, we just realized you were pranking us. How would you like me right now? I'm cutting all your cables, your computer wires, everything you own, Scott. So just remember, I can do it too. How do you like that laugh, old big boy? Nice to be you. Anyway, hi, Mindy.
Hi.
How do you like them apples? I bet Scott's sitting there probably laughing now, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Scott, how do you like them apples? He's probably all shut now. Well, we'll probably get close to wrapping our show up with the Scott roasting the birthday boy. And we'll hope Scott buys a computer by tomorrow.
Yeah.
Poor Scott. I do feel really bad that he no longer has a computer. Scott, F-A-F-O. And yes, I'm not going to say what it means on the air, but you just played that.
Oh, boy.
Maybe like you. Scott, you want to try to talk now? Oh, I guess he doesn't. Well, that's what you get for playing with the cords, or pulling our cords, if you will. F-A-F-O, Scott. Just remember, it sucks.